This is Out and About on WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Joining me in the studio today is Paula Van Curen and Steve Hausler. Steve is directing and Paula is starring in the regional premiere of Tarzan the Musical. The show kicks off the 101st season at Peoria Players Theater. And we are so delighted, Paula and Steve, to have you here in the studio today. Welcome to Out and About.
Thanks for having us.
Hello. Thank you.
So, Steve, let's start with you. This is your directorial debut, I understand, yes?
Yes, it is.
So tell me a little bit about why you wanted to make your directorial debut at Peoria Players with this show.
Well, my directorial debut I wanted to have at Peoria Players because once I started in 2011, I just fell in love with the theater and the people that I was working with, and I do most of my stuff over at Peoria Players. As for Tarzan stood out to me in many different facets because it just deals with a lot of family, like getting family togetherness and just love in general, you know? And I mean, there's heartbreak and loss as well in here as well. So, and I mean, it's just pretty much just life in general. And I mean, there's been like hard times in everybody's life, including my own just recently. So, I mean, it's just been kind of a substantial show that I wanted to take on just to kind of convey my emotions within a set and directing. So.
And so, obviously, this theme of family rings real true to you. And I understand you've also tried to create a really family environment for the cast and crew as well during this process, yes?
Yes. I mean, typically, I mean, every cast becomes a family.
Yeah.
I mean, towards the end of the run, and then everybody's sad that it's over. But
yeah.
I wanted to make sure that I had the camaraderie within the cast itself because I feel like you need to have that camaraderie in order to create an intimate atmosphere when you're actually having a show. I mean, for example, like when Jane is coming into rehearsal, she's bonding with these characters that, I mean, they need that bonding in order to be able to react to her properly in their own characters as well. So I just feel like it just was a necessity that had to be done with the show.
Paula, let's talk about the character of Jane. I mean, Jane really kind of serves as this a pivotal person who really connects with each of these rather independent family circles within the whole plot of Tarzan, right?
Yes. So with Mr. Porter, who is her father, she is this beloved daughter, and she just shines and grows and is nurtured. And then she meets Tarzan, and of course she's the beloved love interest, and that's fascinating and all new to her. Especially given she's a Victorian England young lady, and she falls in love with this wild man. So that makes it fun. And also on the expedition is the character Clayton. And he does not have the same sort of love for the wild that Jane has. And so they have this conflict. And so when she's with Clayton, you see her bold strength.
Mm.
And so I love to be able to play this multifaceted, strong female character. It's a joy.
Steve, take us back a little bit to the start of conceptualizing this production. This is a very creatively demanding process. You have fly systems, you have a lot of costumes, you have unique choreography. Take us back to the very beginning when you started planning.
So it has been about a year and a half's worth of work. Once I decided that I really wanted to submit Tarzan and actually try to get working on it, I got a whole bunch of like the top lead people of Peoria Players together because, I mean, I needed to have a very strong crew in order to pull off such a mega show. As for that, I mean, I brought on Travis Olson as my advising director. I've worked with him in the past, and he has an incredible knack just to know like how to properly design sets and just work with cast in general. So I've learned a lot from him as well. I mean, I pulled out some of the best strengths of like choreography with Michelle Leffler. I mean, she has gone above and beyond and even challenged her own self into creating like floor movement and stuff like that with the gorillas. Costumes, I mean, have just been built, and we have rented a lot of costumes and have altered some of them to specific demands of the gorillas themselves, and those costumes are from the Broadway actual version in Chicago. So I mean, they're just incredible looking.
They're gorgeous.
I mean, once we were able to get the staff together and all like signed on board. I mean, it was pretty much a breeze, like getting everything planned on how we want to do it, what we want it to look like. And then we all mesh very well together, I believe. And then just putting it into action once I was approved to have the show and what's time slot. And we are working head over heels to get it going. So.
And you're about a week out from opening at this point. What I find fascinating and very appealing about this is that you're doing a very large-scale production in a very intimate theater setting that Peoria Players provides. How gratifying has it been for you to scale this production for a theater of this size?
I mean, my main vision was to create an intimate atmosphere for it. So, I mean, I've just been humbled to be able to create this huge show that's supposed to show like the depths of the jungle in such a tight space, but in such a smaller, not as grandiose as the Broadway version. So, I mean, just to be able to create that closeness and to even still show depth with special effects, lighting, and all that good jazz, I mean, has just been amazing on how it's just come together. So.
And this show does involve quite a few aerials, as they say. And I understand, Paula, that you actually are trained a bit on your own in trapeze and in silks. How has that helped you with this process?
Yes, I'm a personal trainer at Landmark. And some of my training is the yoga trapeze and bungee. And so when I heard that the role of Jane gets to sing and fly in the air, I was like, yes, this is me. So it's been a blast. And I have to do a shout out for our stage crew behind the scenes that our friends will never see, but they are putting in so much work to make sure that we fly and we have fun and we're safe. I'm thrilled to be a part of that.
I've been talking with Paula Van Curen and Steve Hausler about the upcoming production of Tarzan the Musical. The show opens the 101st season at Peoria Players Theater on September 6th and runs through September 15th. Paula and Steve, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
The Peoria Blues and Heritage Music Festival kicks off tonight at 5 p.m. at the Peoria Riverfront. This two-day festival features an all-star lineup with performances by Peoria Rhythm Kings, Sun Stereo, Here Come the Mummies, and many more. And Cornstalk Theater wraps up its summer season with the regional premiere of Catch Me If You Can, continuing tonight and tomorrow night in Upper Bradley Park. Based on the hit film and the incredible true story of con artist Frank Abagnale Jr., Catch Me If You Can is the high-flying musical comedy about chasing your dreams and not getting caught. For more information on these and all arts events, visit artspartners.net. Out and About is a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.